Next patient is Deborah Hancock. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Sakarian. Reason for consultation: hypertension, shortness of breath. History of patient is a 70-year-old female with a history of hypertension, hyperthyroidism and a seizure disorder, hypercholesterolemia and a COPD period. Patient recently noticed increasing heart rate at a rate of 90 to 120 at the rest as well as with the activity period. With the activity, the heart rate increase period, completing a shortness of breath. And a decreased exercise tolerance period, delayed syncope or presyncope period. Current medication, levothyroxine, gabapentin, atorvastatin 40 mg daily. Period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient quit smoking, no history of alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia, review system in general, denying reason, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurologic and no history of seizure disorder, TIA. An examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, pulse is 90, respiration 16, weight is 215 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systole, murmur, head of the left sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1. Palpitation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, shortness of breath. Recommendation: a patient's blood pressure is not controlled. This is a new onset hypertension period. Apparently, patient monitor the blood pressure at home and consistently it is elevated period. I will start the patient on hydrochlorothiazide 25 mg daily period. We'll also get an echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function and a 7-day heart monitor to evaluate palpitation. Depending on the findings of the above studies, we'll decide. For the management, please send a copy to Dr. Zakarian.